Here's a lady standing before me I've never seen her in my life. We're strangers, I suppose, to each other. But we're not strangers to God. Now the woman stands here, and I've never seen her in my life, and she never seen me. But what if this was the same case as Jesus of Nazareth? What if he was standing here? What would he do? Let's find out in the Bible what he would do. He met a woman one time at the well, and he went to talking to her, did he? What was he doing? You say, I don't know. Well, if you were standing here with this around like I feel now, you'd know what it was meaning. He was contacting her soul. That woman is a living. Every person in here is a spirit and a soul. I'm not dealing with your body. It's your spirit. You get that right, the body will obey it. See? It's the woman's soul that I must touch. Then God, through prophecy, could reveal to me and tell me where she comes from, who she is, and what she is. She'd know whether that was the truth or not. I don't know her. I've never seen her. No way for me to know her. But then he'd tell her what she's here for. And he could tell her what her outcome was going to be. And if he could tell her what her has been, she'd know whether that's true or not. Surely she could believe what he said would come to pass. Is that right? Nothing could do it but supernatural. That'll be up to her to believe what it is. Way she treats it, that'll determine her destination, what she gets. Now, how many here want to ask you? Does anybody here know the woman? Raise your hand. Does anybody know her? Yes, look, well, my, she must be from here, all right? Now, you know her? I don't. You be the judge. Let God be the judge. I don't know her. But if God wills, like he did through Jesus Christ, his Son, when God the Spirit dwelt in Christ, and Christ said that this same Spirit will come upon you and you'll do the same thing, after I'm risen from the dead, I'll be with you to the end of the world. Couldn't you believe that? Now for the glory of God and for the power of his resurrection, I take every spirit here under my control in the name of Jesus Christ. So do as he tells you. I want to talk to you, lady. I don't mean to make you a gazing stop. I only do it because I have to speak to you. You're the first patient until the Spirit begins to anoint. And then it begins to get different. Then it goes around. See, it takes me under anointing. You are conscious that you're in the presence of something beside your brother. A feeling of knowing that there's something near you. You are Christian. I see that your Christian is turning real light around you. That means that your spirit is a welcoming. You're not a critic. You've come for help. I don't know you. But something is near you. That very thing that you feel, that real sweet, humble, light spirit. Is that true? Raise your hand to your friends if that's true. Can't you see that people between me and the woman? That light moving, whipping around. That's the Holy Spirit. You don't see it perhaps yourself, but your spirit lets you know it's there. Now that's the thing that heals you, not me. It's your faith in him. But you've come to me to be prayed for, and I don't know where your trouble is, but he can tell me. And if he will tell me, will you accept it and believe it's him? Your trouble lays in your back. It's your kidneys. Is that true? Yes, and you're real extremely nervous. Yes, and you have a kidney trouble. It's a poison. Yes, through the test shows that it's poison. I see him as he's testing it. That is true.
That's true.
You believe? I never seen her. Now, more I talk to her, more he would say. But look, standing there in that room. Look out there for me to be prayed for. Let's watch this a minute. You just speak to me again, sister. Now, see, that voice you heard a few moments ago when it was telling you what was wrong, I don't even know what it was. The only way I know these men's got recorders going here. That wasn't me. That was him. I didn't know what I was saying. It was him talking. But I see a little sign. No, you're not from Camelsville. You're from a place called Jacktown or something like that. Jacktown, Kentucky. It's true, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
And your first name is Nettie.
right.
And your last name is Kaufman.
That's right.
Go back home, Mrs. Kaufman. Jesus Christ makes you well. Your faith healed in the name of Jesus Christ. You believe? If you can believe, you can be healed. Just have faith. It's all you need. You want to get over that throat trouble sitting right back there towards the post? You believe that God would make you well? If you believe it, you can receive it. You can have it. God bless you, sister. Stand up to your feet just a moment. Don't weep. Your throat trouble is finished. You don't have to have a prayer card, you see. You have to have faith. That's not me. That's him who looked in the audience and said, "Well, a woman touched his garment." And he said, "Who touched me?" He said, "Don't ask such questions to everybody. Everybody denied touching." He looked around until he found the woman. He said, "I got weak virtue went out of me." That's the same thing taking place. Not me, it's him, but it's him in here. He says, "Our faith has healed thee." The woman knows that's true. Be reverent and believe God. You can have anything that you ask for if you can believe. But you must believe. Sister lady, how do you, lady? Do you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ to be the Son of God? Do you believe me to be his prophet? I say this not for self-respect, sister. It's because the angel Lord said to me, if you'll get the people to believe you. I see a shadow of darkness hanging around the woman. It's death.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You don't come from this country. You're from a city, a big city.
Yeah.
It sits on a hill near a river.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a city across the other side.
Sure.
Or Cincinnati. Ohio is where you're from.
Yeah.
I see the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
You have a bowel trouble.
Yes,
right. And there's on the liver,
mm-hmm.
the cancer
oh,
on the liver.
That's what the doctor said.
And you're, yes, that strong-looking doctor that was examining you.
Yes.
That's right.
That's what he said.
So, wasn't it?
Yes.
I'm not reading your mind.
I know it.
Yeah. You want to go home well?
Sure, I do.
Except my Lord Jesus.
I got lots of more work to do.
Sister, Jesus said, "These signs shall follow them that believe."
Mm-hmm.
If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe I am a believer?
Sure, I do.
Do you believe that with God speaking through human lips?
Yes.
Then that anointing is on me.
Mm-hmm.
What will happen if I lay hands on you? Jesus said they would get well.
Yes.
Will you go home rejoicing, giving him praise?
I'd be so happy.
Then in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, I condemn all the diseases of this lovely little mother. Send her wherever she belongs to her home to be well. In Jesus Christ's name, I do this. Amen. God bless you. Yes, I want you to believe that too. And she will recover. God bless you. God bless you. Have faith in God. Jesus said, have faith in God. If you can, you can be made well. How did you, sir? We are strangers to each other, are we, sir? We've never met in life. No, sir. We was just our first time meeting, but the Lord Jesus has fed us all the food that we've ever eaten. He's given us the breath we breathe. And he's the only one who holds our eternal destination in his hand. Being a stranger before you, well then, I know nothing of you, but Jesus knows about you. He knows you before you were born. He knows you all your life. Now, he's able, if he will, tell me what you're standing here for. And if he will, whatever it is, let it be what it may be. Will you believe him with all your heart and accept it to be him?
Yes, sir.
You will.
I will.
Yes, sir? You are from Campbellsville, because I see you walking on the street, but you're smothering or something. Oh, it's your heart. You have heart trouble. This was caused by a heart attack you had. And you've never gotten over it.
Yeah.
Whatever that was said was the truth, wasn't it, sir? You believe that you're in his presence?
I sure do.
I lay my hands upon thee, my beloved brother, and ask that God in heaven will give you the desire of your heart, and you may go tonight and have what you come for, for I stand in the light of Calvary to pronounce these blessings and the one who died there for them, Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you, my brother. Go, don't doubt in nothing. You shall receive what you ask for. Oh, how I love him. He's the adorable Lord Jesus, precious one. How do you do, young lady? I suppose we're strangers to each other also. I'm so glad to see you. I like to see women without that artificial makeup stuff on. You look like a lady. I'm so happy to see you. God grant to you your desire. I'm a stranger to you. But you love the Lord with all your heart. And you believe him to be the Son of God, which I shouldn't ask you. You do, for you're a Christian believer. And me being a stranger to you, but yet I am his servant. You believe that, don't you? Then I can help you by praying for you. I don't want you to think of what's wrong with you or what you're here for. I want you to think of something else so you fit, not mental telepathy. Mental telepathy is to take a number and they guess at it or something. Keep your mind off of your troubles, every one of you. But you have a little growth, don't you? It's called a cyst, the doctor says. And it's located under your right arm. It's true, isn't it? Your husband is with you, isn't he? I feel his spirit calling now. He needs help also, doesn't he? He's got heart trouble. That's right, isn't it? You may go home, be well, sister. Lay your hands on your husband while that anointing is on you as it is. God grant you the desire of your heart. As I bless thee, my Christian sister, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Have faith in God. Believe him with all your heart. You can receive what you ask for. It's your faith that does it, not me. It's the lovely one who's here tonight. The one I spoke of today that sat with unwashed feet. He loves you so much. Don't turn him away. Accept him in your heart. Oh, what a sin it would be for you to go waiting here tonight disbelieving as he's come from glory to do these things. Be merciful. God, be merciful. Now, look this away just a moment, sister. I am a stranger to you, I suppose. We are many years apart in age. You're a young woman. I know nothing of you, but God knows all about you, doesn't he? If God will let me, his servant, know what you're here for, would you accept it? Friends, I have just such a face pulling from the audience. Honest, I can't hardly see the audience. It's such a faith of pulling, faith arising. I see a vision, a child, right back here. Is there a child laying down there? Got a rupture, hasn't it? Isn't that right, lady? You believe him? The child is hid, but not from God. He knows right where it's at. Do you believe, Mother? Lay your hand over on your child and dad there and ask God, Father, be merciful, will you do it? Grant that no harm comes, but that Jesus, the lovely one, will heal the child for the glory of God. Amen. I'm not beside myself, no. But such a feeling to know that now, right here stands Jesus, the one who raised from the dead, the one who loves you so much. He's speaking for me now. I've been preaching about him. He's talking now. That's him. Excuse me, lady. I didn't mean to leave you. I have to follow the way the Spirit leads. I hear the dark streak coming from a woman to another one. What is it? It's a devil. He knows his time has come. This woman here has... You're extremely nervous, aren't you, lady? Just hysterically nervous. I see you trying to do things and you just can't... You're just nervous, mental nervous. Satan told you that you were going to lose your mind if you didn't get over it. Have he lied to you? That little lady sitting right there, second one in right back there, she's bothered with nervousness too. Isn't that right, lady? See what I mean? This demon knows if that woman will halfway believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and I'm his prophet, they'll have to leave her. And that demon was calling to that one for help. For help to accumulate unbelief, but he's lost the battle. Sure he has. Hey, brethren. Very nervous, upset. You're bothered about somebody else, too. That's a man. That man's a soldier, been a soldier. He's a veteran of the war. It's a mental trouble. It is your... It's your husband's brother, your brother-in-law. Your husband has a habit, too, that he ought to quit smoking. Don't fear, sister. Have faith in God. Come here for the blessing. I lay my hands upon this, my sister. Satan, you evil, selfish, ungodly spirit, I challenge you in the name of Jesus Christ in a duel of faith. You're exposed. Come out of the woman. In Jesus' name, go in peace, my daughter, and may God be with you and bless you. Blood is dropping between me and the lady. She has diabetes. Insulin is a great thing, but all the blood of Jesus is so much greater. Let you and I go to Calvary for a transfusion. Will you go with me? Oh God, I lift this woman to Thee, up to Thy throne, there at Calvary. Will you touch her body just now and make her well? May she not die, but may this be rebuked. In Jesus' name I ask it. Amen. God bless you, my sister. May His Spirit be upon you. Now that would put you in a bed pretty soon and make you cripple, walk you around on a cane, that arthritis. But Jesus is here to make you well. Do you believe it, sister? Little lady looking around behind that boy, you're suffering with a nervous condition, aren't you? Oh, Satan thought he would hide that. That lady sitting next to you is suffering with a nervous condition, too. Isn't that right? You two ladies put your hands on each other. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Satan? Demon? Deceiver? You're not going to be able to hold him. They believe. They touched him. Come out. In Jesus' name, amen.
Just a moment. Oh, there you are.
Little lady sitting there. Had nervous too, didn't you, lady? I seen a black streak go up. Jesus healed you. Next to you there had a lot of trouble. TB, retired. You love Jesus with all your heart? You believe Jesus make you well? Then God bless you. Go and be healed. So can you, sister. Don't disbelieve. Just go. You want me to put hands on you. In Jesus' name, I do this for the confirmation of faith.
Amen.
Have faith in God. Come to you. I see a table standing between me and you. You're going away from it. You're refusing food. You believe He'll make you well? So you can live and eat and get over this stomach trouble? Got a lady's condition too. Female trouble. Been a long time, but God's going to make you well. Do you believe it? Then I lay hands upon you for your healing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Happy. go, I believe, this way, if you will. All right, would you come? Now that you might know, friends, I'm not reading the people's minds. God bless your heart. That's right. There's no need of trying to hide it now. Your faith has made you whole, sister dear. You've had a throat trouble, haven't you? Sitting there with your hands just weeping. When I caught you looking this away, something struck you, goodness. Something said you're healed. The little lady sitting there weeping next to you, she's been having a trouble also, a heart trouble. You believe that Jesus is going to make you whole too? You all put your hands on each other. Lord Jesus, I pray you heal. For your glory, you touched. They touched you. I felt them. Now you make them well. Will you, Father? In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Lady, patient, take a hold of my hand. I am a stranger to you, am I not? If God will show me looking this way, what is your trouble? Will you accept it?
Yes.
Then you won't have to have your operation. That tumor will go right out of you. Believe. Have faith in God. You'd never go blind if you could believe with all you do. Then I lay my hands up on you. In the name of Jesus Christ, that you be made well. Amen. Have faith, believe with all your heart, and be well. Nervousness is nothing for God to heal, is it? He's done made so many well. Do you believe you're going to get over it? It's the prostate trouble that causes this. Makes you nervous, getting up at nights and everything. That is right. I go believing, don't doubt at all. It'll stop on you. You'll be well. God bless you, my brother. This I do in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Have faith. Don't doubt. I can't hear you, lady, in the little wheelchair. I can't make you well, but I know where your trouble is. If you only believe you're weeping, something's telling you that you can be well. You believe your back trouble is gone? You do?
Yes.
I need you to go then, and God bless you. Y'all have around it. Very bad. Just keep having faith. You just use a little more faith. You can pick your wheelchair up and go home. Just believe. Have faith. How wonderful is our Lord Jesus. I can hardly see the audience no more. Looking like it, everything's becoming milky white. The Holy Spirit gathering in. People are believing now. Why didn't you do that in the beginning? You'd see great things done. How do you do, sir? Oh, asthma's a bad thing. But God's the healer of asthma. You believe it?
Yes.
Then go believe in Him. And it'll cease on you. I bless thee, my brother, in Jesus Christ's name, for your healing. Amen. Go believing now. You can have what you ask for. God be with you. Oh, my. God wants to make you all well. I can't see you no more. God can heal kidney trouble. Make people well with their back. Do you believe it? Is it all right in your case? You believe with all your heart? You believe that God will make you well? Then I bless thee, my brother, and ask that God heal you through Jesus Christ, the Son of God. May He make you well. Amen. Have faith. Real nervous. And it causes you to have a heart trouble like In other words, the fluttering. Especially when you eat and lay down, you get a smothering. Now I want to tell you, you got a nervous heart, but not a heart trouble. See, if the gas is formed in your stomach from a nervous, a peptic condition, that throws gas up around your heart and makes it flutter. You believe you're going to be well? You believe you're standing in His presence? The Lord Jesus? Jesus? Poor little mother. God bless you, sister, little frail-looking thing. He loves you. He wants you to believe on Him just now. Oh, God. Poor little thing. Trying to accumulate enough faith to be made well. Oh, Satan, you cruel thing. Adjure thee in the name of Jesus, the Son of God. Leave the woman. Come out of her. My sister, I'm just a man. But the blackness was around you is gone. It's light now. Go believing. All will be well. Heart troubles and things are so easy for God to heal. Don't you believe that? It's number one enemy. Kills more people than anything else. But God could heal it. You believe it? You got many suffering out there with it too. How many wants to be healed of it? Now raise up your hands way out in the audience. See, there's no way of me knowing. Just so I'm just about gone. I pray that God make you well. Lord Jesus, I bless this woman who wants to live. And I ask that she lives, Lord. And may the enemy leave my sister. May she go to her home tonight and be well. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer of faith shall save the sick, and God shall raise them up. All right, you. My brother, knowing that life is very short for you, unless something can happen, you have cancer, blackness getting over you, the devil knows that you can just use a little faith. He's whipped. Won't you believe him, my brother? Will you serve God all your life? Almighty God, I condemn the devil and ask that my brother live. Satan, you're exposed. Come out of him in Jesus' name. Amen. Don't doubt now. Go believing. You can have what you ask for if you believe. You believe with all your heart? You believe me to be his servant, sister? Don't be excited. You're just a little nervous. But it's not in my presence. It's him that you can tell. You want to get over your stomach trouble? You'll believe that God sent me to pray for you? If I'll ask him, will you go on eat, believe? Would you come near? Father, with bowed heads and bowed hearts, Satan has robbed this poor woman sin of her life. Hasn't been a flower bed of ease, of dark string following her. Oh, you demon. I bring you to Calvary. In the name of Jesus. You're defeated. Jesus said these signs shall follow them to believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they'll get well. You'll have to leave her. Come out. In the name of Jesus Christ, may you go. The life that was eating and making the ulcers that caused the burning and going on, it's gone now. You get well. You're bleeding? Everybody? Has God finally come to your heart?
Amen.
I know I have to go there pushing my sides, and I must. God bless you.
I've told you the truth. God testified that I told you the truth. Now, do you believe God? Then do as I tell you. You'll see the glory of God. Each one of you lay your hands over on each other. As believers. Someone. Little boy. Little boy with a red shirt on here. Come around here just a minute. Lay your hands on the lady with the wheelchair there. Put your hand over on her. That's it. Right there, honey. Right there. Put your hands over on the lady. Oh, God. This poor mother with her hat on. Long time you've laid like that, brother. You in the wheelchair. Just move a little farther, won't you? You're sitting there at the pantry. Got the brine dropping you. Have faith. Let us bow our heads. They shall lay their hands on the sick, and they shall recover, saith the Lord. Don't disbelieve now, have faith. Each one of you pray this prayer as I repeat. You say it. Heavenly Father, I come to thee in the name of thy Son, the Lord Jesus. I'm unworthy of the healing, but I'm taught that Jesus died that I may have it. And I now believe it. And I accept it. And I shall act my faith. And I will go in here tonight, believing I'm healed, testifying I'm healed, and defeating the enemy on every corner, believing that you will confirm your word in me. Through Jesus' name. Now that's your prayer. Keep your head down. That's your confession. Keep with God. Now I'll pray for you. And cast away by the Spirit of God all this gloomy doubt, superstition. Oh, dear God, I know I'm unworthy, and I'm weak. My strength is gone. But, dear God, God is strong. And I know that I'm unworthy, but you're worthy. Amen. And it isn't me after all. And I'm so vile. But in the light of Calvary, I'm perfect.
Amen.
Jesus made me that way. By His grace. Now I pray in the perfect manner. To you, my Father, I come in His name because He bid me come. And I bring this audience into your presence.
Amen.
Each one of them. Look at them, Lord. Poor suffering humanity, crippled, standing in wheelchairs. Little children with their hands on mama. Oh, God. Dad with his hand on mother. Husband with his hand on his wife. Children with their hands on their parents. If this breaks my heart, what does it do to you, Lord? I pray for them. And the prayer I pray shall save the sick. Look at them, Lord. Look at them. They believe. Hey, you evil spirit, you're defeated. Come out of them. In the name of Jesus Christ, I cast you away. Leave this building. You are defeated. And these people shall be well. Come out. I adjure thee by Jesus, the Son of God.
You believe?
Glaubst
du? Every man should believe.
Jeder Mensch sollte jetzt glauben.
You should believe Him with all your heart. He is so real.
Is so wunderbar.
So good.
So good.
Oh, how lovely.
Oh, wie wunderbar. Wie lieblich.
Lady, you look on me very earnestly.
Liebe Frau, du schaust mich sehr ernstlich an.
You're suffering with a nervous condition sitting there in that row right there, the first row, aren't you?
Gerade in ersten Reihen. Sie leidet mit Nervosität.
Looking right here at me.
Sie schaut mich an.
The lady next to you has something wrong with her back.
Die Frau next to dir hat etwas mit ihrem Rücken.
You believe with all your heart?
Glaubst du von ganzem Herzen?
You believe Jesus healed you?
Glaubst du, dass Jesus dich heilt? Mm.
Then you can have your healing.
Dann kannst du deine Heilung von ihm haben heute Abend.
You don't need a prayer card, you say.
Du brauchst keine Gebetskarte.
You get well anyhow.
Der Herr wird dich sowieso gesund machen.
Amen.
Amen. Heißt Amen.
God bless you.
Gott segne dich.
Have faith in God.
Hab Glauben an Gott.
Right over the lady. There is a lady that someone said a blood disease.
Da ist jemand hier, der eine Blutkrankheit hat.
You want to be healed?
Möchtest du geheilt werden?
The lady there, that with her hand up.
Gib mir die Hand hoch.
I want to ask you something.
Ich möchte dich was fragen.
When I spoke to this lady,
als ich zu dieser Frau sprach,
why, you said in your heart,
was hast du hast mein Herz mit was
gesagt? Oh God,
oh Gott,
let him call me next.
Lass ihn next zu mir sprechen.
If that's true, wave your hand.
Ist das wahr? Hebe deine Hand hoch. Hallelujah.
I don't read your mind.
Ich kann nicht deine Gedanken lesen.
God told me what you were praying about.
Gott hat mir gesagt, für was du betest.
Now receive your healing.
Jetzt nimm deine Heilung, Schwester.
The blood has stopped.
Das hat aufgehört.
God bless you. Let us say praise be to God.
Lass uns praise dem Herrn sagen.
To the great resurrected Lord Jesus.
Auferstandener Jesus Christus.
So wonderful.
So wunderbar.
How good he is.
Oh, wie wunderbar ist.
The lady sitting on the end right there suffering with nervous trouble.
Die Frau dort am Ende, die leidet
right back over behind her. There's a light beside her.
Und neben ihr ist eine Frau.
If you believe Jesus make you well.
Glaubst du, dass Jesus dich gesund macht?
Right back behind the lady on the end, there's a light standing by the lady, which is the angel of the Lord.
Ist neben der Frau. Es ist der Engel des Herrn.
If you can believe,
wenn du glauben
you can receive.
Dann kannst du es empfangen.
Bring the patient.
Bring the next one, Dennis.
Have faith in God.
Hab Glauben an Gott.
Don't doubt.
Zweifle nicht.
Believe with all your heart.
Glaube von ganzem Herzen.
Don't move.
Nicht bewegen, bitte.
I will speak tomorrow night. Evil spirits are moving through the building. You'll get them.
Ich werde dir sagen, die Übelgeister, wenn die sich bewegen, dann können sie auf dich übergehen.
Not playing church.
Nicht spielen in der Kirche.
The Holy Spirit is here.
Der Geist Gottes ist da.
And stop thinking that over there.
Und hör auf, das zu denken dort drüben.
It's reading mine.
Ich spüre es.
I know that is wrong.
Ich weiß, das ist falsch, was du denkst.
God will hold you responsible.
Gott wird dich verantwortlich halten.
Remember, you're in His presence.
Du bist in Gottes Gegenwart.
Oh, praise be to God.
Praise to Him.
You've come from somewhere else.
Du bist von irgendwo anders hergekommen.
You've come from the soil. You've been overseas or something.
Du bist irgendwo
blue water.
Über Meer gewesen.
You're from America.
Ich habe Wasser gesehen.
On
du bist von Amerika.
The east coast of America.
Am Osten von Amerika.
I see you in New York City.
Ich sehe dich in New York.
A great building is standing. Lots of automobiles.
Wo große Gebäude sind und viel Autos.
You are a minister.
Du bist ein Prediger.
You speak English.
Du sprichst Englisch.
And you are a preacher of the gospel.
Des Evangeliums.
And you had a church called the Church of God.
Und du gehörst zur Gemeinde, genannt die Gemeinde Gottes.
And you are a missionary.
Du bist ein Missionar.
It's over here.
Oh, here in Deutschland.
Our first time of meeting.
Your
boy.
This is Daniel Mann.
You have a wife.
Du hast eine Frau.
And you are suffering with something in your back.
Du leidest mit etwas in dir.
It's kidney trouble.
Es ist
in
deinen Nieren.
It's a kidney stone.
Es ist ein,
in the kidney.
Ein Nierenstein.
And your wife is sick.
Deine Frau ist auch krank.
And she has something in her leg.
Sie hat etwas in ihren
Beinen. And it causes trouble with her heart.
Und ihr Herz wird auch durchberührt.
Those things are true.
Diese Dinge sind wahr.
If they are, raise hands.
Wenn sie wahr sind, erhebe deine Hand.
Go now, believe.
Geh und glaube, Bruder.
Jesus Christ.
Halleluja. Der Herr. Halleluja. Das ist wahr. Ich bin dein
Sohn. Amen.
Praise the name.
You believe?
Glaubt ihr?
Have faith. Don't doubt. Just believe with all your heart.
Glaub von ganzem Herzen.
And you shall receive.
Und ihr werdet sehen und ihr werdet hinnehmen. Halleluja. Praise the name.
The lady sitting right there.
Die Frau, die dort drüben sitzt.
Second one from the end.
Die zweite vom Ende.
From the road that's going just away.
Von der, von dem Reihen, wo darüber ist.
Nose trouble.
Das ist, was ich
throat trouble.
Mit einem Hals.
Eye trouble.
Augen.
That's right.
Das ist wahr.
Go home.
Geh heim.
Believe the Lord.
Und glaub, dass der Herr dich geheilt.
Get well.
Werde gesund.
Hallelujah. She has faith.
Sie hatte Glauben.
That's all you need.
Das ist alles, was du brauchst.
Sitting right on the end of the row back here.
Am Ende von dieser Bank.
This row that runs this way.
Diese Bank, die da runtergeht.
Way back there, got TB.
Deine Frau, die hat Lungenkrankheit, TB.
You believe?
Glaubst du?
If you can believe with all your heart.
Wenn du glauben kannst von ganzem Herzen.
You can be well.
Dann kannst du gesund werden.
Accept it.
Nimm es an, Schwester.
And be well.
Und werde gesund.
Amen.
Amen.
Only believe.
Oh, glaube nur.
Just have faith.
Hab nur Glauben.
And God will make all things right.
Gott wird alle Dinge gut machen.
This lady.
Diese Frau hier.
Is this the patient?
Ja.
Is this the patient?
That's right.
Okay. Come. We strange to each other.
Wir kennen einander nicht.
We do not know it. The little lady sitting right back here.
Die kleine Frau, die da hinten sitzt.
About middle of the road.
In der Mitte von.
Suffering with that rupture.
Du hast ein Bruch.
Praying for God to heal you.
Du betest, dass Gott zu
stand up on your feet.
Heile mich. Steh auf deine Füße.
And believe.
Und glaub von ganzem Herzen.
You were praying.
Du hast gebetet.
And asking God.
Und hast Gott gebeten.
Let God.
Lass Gott.
Let him call me.
Du hast gebetet. Gott komm über mich.
That's right.
Stimmt das?
Mm-hmm. Believe now.
Glaub, Schwester.
Your faith touches him.
Dein Glaube berührt ihn.
Amen.
Amen.
I challenge in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Im Namen des Herrn Jesus.
For anybody.
Da fordere ich dich auf.
To look and believe that I'm telling you the Bible truth.
Her zu sehen und zu glauben, dass
see what your faith will do in the sight of God.
Und zu sehen, was Gott tun kann.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He's the same Jesus.
Er ist derselbe Jesus.
That the woman touched his garment.
Und die Frau, die hat in der Bibel sein Kleid berührt.
Felt the virtue go out.
Er hat gespürt, dass die Heilung von ihm ging.
He lives today.
Er lebt heute Abend.
His promise is true.
Seine Verheißung ist in wahr.
The same things that I do.
Dieselben Dinge, die ich tue.
Shall you do.
Sollt ihr tun, hat er gesagt.
To the end of the world.
Bis an das Ende der Welt.
Amen.
Amen.
This lady.
Diese Dame.
Stranger.
Sie ist mir unbekannt.
God knows you.
Gott kennt dich, Schwester.
I do not know
ich
you.
Ich kenne dich nicht.
I could talk to you.
Ich könnte mit dir reden.
Longer I would talk.
Je länger, dass ich mit dir reden würde.
More he would say.
Je mehr würde der Herr mir zeigen.
But if God will let me know.
Aber wenn der Herr mir zeigen würde.
What you're here for.
Wenn der Herr mir zeigen wird, warum du hier bist.
Will you believe?
Willst du dann glauben?
Amen.
Amen.
Now. It's coming from all over the audience.
Es kommt von überall her.
Your faith is rising.
Euer Glaube kommt auf einmal höher.
Wonderful.
Wunderbar.
This should convince you.
Das soll dich überzeugen.
That Jesus is the same yesterday, today and always.
Dass Jesus derselbe gestern ist, heute und auch immer da.
Keep that up.
Oh, halt es aufrecht.
There won't be any sickness left.
Und da wird keine Krankheit mehr kommen.
If God,
wenn Gott,
will let me know,
mir zeigen wird,
this strange woman,
Jesus, mir unbekannte Weib,
what's wrong with her?
Was mit ihr los ist?
It might be financial trouble.
Vielleicht ist es etwas in ihrem
domestic trouble.
Vielleicht ist es etwas in ihrem Heim.
It might be sickness.
Vielleicht ist es Krankheit.
It may be immorality.
Vielleicht ist es Schlechtigkeit.
I don't know.
Ich weiß es nicht.
God does know.
Gott weiß alle Dinge.
But if Jesus of Nazareth,
aber wenn Jesus von Nazareth,
will come here.
Hier herkommt
and do just the same
und dasselbe tut
as he did when he was here on earth
als an jenen Tagen tat als auf dieser Erde war
you ought to believe
dann solltest du doch glauben.
Look, if he was standing here
wenn hier stehen würde
wearing the same suit that he gave
denselben Anzug anhätte als ich anhabe
and what if the woman was sick
und was wenn diese Frau krank wäre
and he would say to her
und er würde sagen
woman
wife
do you believe?
Glaubst du?
She'd say yes.
Oh, sie würde sagen ja.
And she'd be sick.
Und sie wäre krank.
Could he heal her?
Könnte er sie heilen?
No.
Nein.
He's already.
Hat schon geheilt.
He'd say, don't you believe what I did for you?
Würde sagen, glaubst du nicht, was ich schon getan habe für dich?
No man.
Kein Mann.
Can forgive man.
Kann einem Menschen vergeben.
Other sin.
Auch von ihrer Sünde vergeben.
Or heal them of their sickness.
Oder sie heilen von ihrer Krankheit.
Or that has already been completed.
Denn das ist schon geschehen.
In Calvary's sacrifice.
Im Opfer von Golgatha.
Amen.
Amen.
The little lady is in a dying condition.
Diese arme Frau ist in einem sterbenden Zustand.
She has to find God immediately.
Sie muss Gott
or she
jetzt finden, sonst wird sie sterben.
Real darkness is over her.
Furchtbare Dunkelheit ist über ihr.
She's suffering with a cancer.
Sie leidet mit einem Krebs.
Believe.
Glaubet.
Look this way.
Schau diesen Weg, Schwester.
The cancer.
Der Krebs.
Is in the female organ.
Ist in deinen Organen. Deinem Unterleib.
Right.
Sind das?
Doctor can do nothing about that now.
Der Arzt kann nichts für dich tun.
It's all to God.
Das ist ganz und gar Gott überlassen.
That's right.
Sind das?
He was honest with you.
War ehrlich mit dir.
The man done all he knew.
Der Mann tat alles, was tun konnte.
You believe me?
Glaubst du mir?
To be God's servant?
Glaubst du, dass ich Gottes Knecht bin?
Now, there's somehow.
Irgendwie.
Some way.
Irgendeine Art.
That I know you.
Ich kenne dich irgendwie.
Now, your attitude towards that.
Deine Einstellung dazu.
Will determine your healing.
Wird deine Heilung.
I'm talking to you long.
Ich werde zu dir lange.
Because you must believe.
Denn du musst glauben.
May I tell you something else?
Darf ich dir noch etwas sagen?
That you're not thinking of.
Du denkst gar nicht daran.
You are a married woman.
Du bist verheiratet.
You have a husband.
Du hast einen Mann.
He needs healing too.
Der braucht auch Heilung.
On his leg.
An seinem Fuß da, an seinem
on
Bein.
His side.
Und auf seiner Seite. Ist es wahr?
Now.
Yes.
Now you believe.
Jetzt glaubst du, Schwester, gell?
I'll go on your own.
Jetzt geht deine Frage.
Amen.
Glaubet.
You believe that you're in his presence, sister?
Schwester, glaubst du, dass du in seiner Gegenwart bist?
If I would ask God to heal you, would you believe it?
Wenn ich Gott bitten würde, dich zu heilen, würdest du es glauben, dass es tut?
Jesus of Nazareth.
Jesus von Nazareth.
I pray that you bless this woman.
Ich bitte, dass du dieses Weib segnest.
And make her well.
Und sie gesund machest.
In Jesus' name.
Im Namen Jesu.
Amen.
Amen.
Don't doubt.
Nicht zweifeln.
By believing, and you'll be made well.
Glaube ihm, und wird dich gesund machen.
God bless her heart.
Gott segne dieses Weib.
I look at her.
Ich sehe sie.
Think of my own dear mother tonight.
Ich muss an meine eigene Mutter denken.
Way across the sea.
Weit über mir.
Praying for me.
Die betet für mich.
Somebody's mother.
Jemandes Mutter.
Believe. You believe me to be God's servant?
Glaubst du, dass ich Gottes Knecht bin?
Would you like to be healed?
Möchtest du haben, dass Gott dich heilt?
If God will let me know what's wrong with you, you believe him?
Wenn Gott mir zeigt, was los ist mit dir, willst du glauben?
In your stomach.
Da in deinem Magen.
Can't eat.
Du kannst nicht essen.
You're a nervous woman.
Du bist nervös.
You've had it a long time.
Du hast es schon lange.
Ever since you were a middle-aged woman.
Schon seit, dass du im mittleren Alter warst.
It come on, yeah.
Es kam über dich.
You get real weak in the afternoon.
Ja, am Nachmittag wirst du sehr schwach.
Sometimes you sit down.
Manchmal sitzt du dich hin.
You can't work no more.
Du kannst nicht mehr arbeiten.
That is true.
Das ist wahr.
I bless you, my sister.
Ich segne dich, Schwester.
In the name of him.
Im Namen Jesu.
Who we're in presence of now.
Und wir stehen in seiner Gegenwart.
Which is Jesus Christ.
Es Jesus Christus.
O God.
O Gott.
Have mercy.
Hab Gnade.
And heal this dear loving.
Barmherzigkeit und heile diese Frau.
In Jesus
Im Namen Jesu. Amen.
Amen. Sister.
Sister.
Jesus said.
Jesus sagt.
These signs.
Diese Zeichen.
Shall follow them that believe.
Werden folgen denen, die da glauben.
If they lay their hands on the sick.
Wenn sie ihr Hände auf die Kranken legen.
They shall get well.
Und soll es besser mit ihnen werden.
He said that.
Hat gesagt, dass sie gesund werden.
You believe I'm a believer?
Glaubst du, dass ich ein Gläubiger bin?
You do.
Glaubst du das?
Well then, there's something here.
Da ist etwas da,
that knows you,
das dich kennt,
knows your life,
dein Leben kennt,
and knows you since you were born,
und kennt dich, seit du geboren bist,
and speaking through my lips,
Gott redet durch meine Lippen,
telling me your life,
und sagt mir dein Leben.
You believe it's Jesus?
Du glaubst, dass es Jesus ist?
Then go eat your supper.
Dann geh und iss zu Nacht, ein christliches Nachtessen.
Be real happy.
Sei glücklich.
The stomach trouble leaves you.
Dein Magenweh wird weggehen.
God bless you.
Amen.
Let us say praise be to God.
Lasst uns preis dem Herrn sagen.
Dost thou believe?
Glaubest du, Schwester?
Ja.
All your heart.
Von ganzem Herzen.
Ja.
Your trouble is in your back.
Deine Schwierigkeit, dein Not ist in deinem Rücken.
Ja.
Kidneys.
Dein
you believe that Jesus makes you well?
Glaubst du, dass Jesus dich gesund machen kann?
Ja.
Oh God, ja. I pray in Jesus' name.
Gott, ich bete im Namen Jesu.
That you heal this my
dass
sister.
Dass du diese Schwester heilen
for your glory.
So zu deiner Ehre.
Amen.
Amen.
Go rejoicing.
Gehe jubeln, Schwester. Nimm zum Glauben.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the name. Hallelujah.
Now, you believe?
Glaubst du jetzt?
Now look.
Jetzt schau mal.
Give me your attention.
Gib mir deine Aufmerksamkeit.
So that you won't think.
Yeah.
That it's mental telepathy.
Dass ihr denkt, es sei vielleicht Gedanken übertragen.
I want to ask you something.
Ich möchte dich etwas fragen.
Jesus perceived.
Hat erkannt?
Their thought.
Ihre Gedanken erkannt.
Is that right?
Stimmt das?
Raise your hands if that's the scripture. Jesus of Nazareth.
Jesus von Nazareth.
He said he perceiving their thoughts said why reason ye among you.
Er hat ihre Gedanken erkannt und hat gesagt, warum streitet ihr untereinander?
Is that right?
Stimmt das?
Raise your hands.
Erhebt deine Hand.
Amen.
Amen.
Now look.
Jetzt schau mal her.
Here's someone standing by me.
Hier steht jemand neben mir.
I haven't looked at her.
Ich habe diese Frau noch gar nicht angeschaut.
I don't know nothing about her.
Ich weiß nichts von ihr.
I'm going to ask the lady.
Ich werde diese Frau fragen.
To lay her hand on mine.
Dass sie Hand auf meine legen möchte.
I am not looking at her.
Ich schaue sie nicht an.
Now this will settle the question for you.
Dies wird endlich mal den Zweifel nehmen von dir.
If I'm speaking now to the lady.
Wenn ich jetzt zu dieser Frau rede.
If Jesus of Nazareth.
Wenn Jesus von Nazareth.
Will let me know.
Mir zeigen wird.
While I look this away.
Während ich da hinausschaue.
What's wrong with you?
Was mit dieser Frau los ist.
Will you accept your healing?
Willst du deine Heilung annehmen?
If you will, raise up your hand.
Wenn du es tun willst, heb deine Hand hoch.
Will the rest of you in the audience
und alle anderen, die da draußen seid, in der Menschen,
truly see that it's not reading your mind?
Ihr seht, dass ich nicht ihre Gedanken lese.
I don't know. I haven't looked at it.
Ich habe sie noch gar nicht angeschaut.
If God will reveal,
wenn Gott mir zeigen wird,
will, and tell what's wrong with the woman,
und sagen wird, was mit dieser Frau los ist,
my vision,
durch ein Gesicht,
looking this way,
solange ich da hinausschaue,
will it take all the skeptic out of your mind?
Will es dann all Zweifel aus deinen Gedanken
raus? Say amen.
Wenn das der Fall ist, nimm, sag Amen.
Let the lady be judged.
Lass diese Frau den Richter sein.
The lady suffers with the lady's trouble, female trouble.
Diese Frau leidet mit Unterleibsschwierigkeiten.
That's right, wave your hand.
Stimmt das?
Ja.
You believe now?
Glaubt ihr das?
You go home, you're well.
Geh heim und glaub, dass der Herr dich gesund gemacht hat. Halleluja.
Let us say praise the Lord.
Lass uns preis dem Herrn sagen.
All right. The next lady may do the same.
Mit der nächsten Frau ist das gleiche tun.
The lady,
diese Frau,
who stands now,
die da steht,
is suffering,
die leidet,
with a blood disease,
mit einer Blutkrankheit,
called diabetes.
Das heißt, man Zuckerkrankheit.
If that's right, raise your hand.
Stimmt das?
Ja.
Raise. You believe?
Glaubt ihr das?
Go believe in him. Let's say praise the Lord.
Lass uns praise dem Herrn sagen.
Heart trouble caused by nervousness.
Du hast Herzleiden durch Nervosität.
You believe you go get well?
Glaubst du, dass er dich gesund machen wird?
Amen. I believe it too.
Ich glaub's auch, Sister.
Amen. Go.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Come.
Come.
You believe, my brother?
Glaubst du, mein Bruder?
You believe that if I would lay my hands on you,
glaubst du, wenn ich meine Hände auf dich lege,
that your stomach trouble would go away from you?
Dass dein Magenleiden weggehen wird?
You believe?
Glaubst du?
In Jesus Christ's name,
im Namen Jesu
Christi,
bitte ich um seine Heilung.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Thank
you. Go believing.
Geh im Glauben.
Every one of you can be healed.
Jeder einzelne von euch kann geheilt werden.
It could just go on for hours.
Und wir können sogar eine Stunde lang fortmachen.
What's the use of saying you're sick any longer?
Warum sagen wir es nicht noch länger?
Jesus is here.
Jesus ist da.
You believe it?
Glaubst du das?
Well, what more could he do?
Was könnte er noch mehr tun?
What else could he do?
Was kann er noch tun?
Now,
nun,
have I found grace in your sight?
Habe ich Gnade in euren Augen gefunden?
Through God?
Durch Gott?
If I have, say amen.
Wenn ich gefunden habe, sag amen.
I tell you the truth.
Ich sage euch die Wahrheit.
About Jesus.
Über Jesus.
Jesus comes here.
Jesus kommt hier.
And witness it is the truth.
Und du bist Zeuge, dass es die Wahrheit ist.
Has he done it?
Hat es getan?
Then you do what I tell you to do now.
Dann tut auch, was ich euch sage zu tun.
How many of you wants to be healed right now?
Wie viele von euch möchten jetzt geheilt haben?
Then you bow your head.
Beugt eure Herzen.
And you say.
Und sagt.
This same prayer.
Dieses Gebet.
That I say to you.
Das ich zu euch sage.
Now you repeat it after me.
Du sagst es nach mir.
Every head bowed.
Jedes Haupt bitte gebeugt.
O God.
O Gott.
I love thee.
Ich liebe dich.
I believe.
Ich glaube.
That Jesus Christ.
Dass Jesus Christus.
Is your son.
Dein Sohn ist.
I accept him.
Ich nehme ihn.
As my
als
Savior.
Meinen persönlichen Heiland.
And as my healer.
Und als meinen Heiler.
I now believe.
Ich glaube jetzt.
That you raise him up from the dead.
Dass du ihn auferweckt hast von den Toten.
And he's here.
Und er ist da.
To comfort our hearts.
Unser Herzen zu beruhigen.
And to give us faith.
Zu trösten und Glauben zu geben.
And I now accept my healing.
Und ich nehme jetzt meine Heilung.
Through his stripes.
Durch seine Wunden.
I am now healed.
Bin ich jetzt geheilt.
I believe you, God.
Ich glaube dir, Gott.
I shall testify the same.
Ich werde davon zeugen.
God be merciful.
Gott sei mir gnädig.
And let my faith never fail.
Und dass mein Glaube nie versagen werde.
Through Jesus' name.
Durch Jesus Christus.
Amen.
Amen.
Now keep your head bowed.
Lasst unsere Häupter gebeugt bleiben.
That was your prayer.
Das war dein Gebet.
To God.
To Gott.
That's your confession.
Das ist dein Bekenntnis.
You believe.
Glaubst du?
Now I'm going to pray for you.
Nun werde ich für dich beten.
And I'm going to ask God.
Und ich werde Gott bitten.
While I'm so weak, I can hardly stand here.
Ich bin jetzt so schwach, ich kann kaum mehr stehen.
Someone's holding me up.
Irgendjemand hält mich noch.
My strength is gone.
Meine Kraft ist weg.
Your faith has drawn it out.
Dein Glaube hat ganz herausgezogen.
Many people here.
Viele von euch.
Are well right now.
Sind jetzt gesund.
You will know it.
Du wirst es wissen.
Yeah, after even I'm gone.
Und nachdem ich fort bin.
You'll be telling people.
Du wirst anderen es erzählen.
That your troubles left.
Dass deine Krankheit vorbei ist.
Now, is the evil one.
Der schlechte, der
a spirit of unbelief
ein Geist des Unglaubens
will hang around.
Der wird immer noch da rumliegen.
I'm coming to meet you, spirit.
Teufel, Geist, ich komme dir zu begegnen.
You devil.
Du Dämon.
You cause people to disbelieve God's word.
Du wirkst in den Herzen, dass die Menschen an Gottes Wort zweifeln.
But God has come.
Aber Gott ist gekommen.
And he's broke your spell.
Und er hat deine Macht gebrochen.
And you're rebuked.
Und du, dir ist widerstanden.
You can't hold people in unbelief anymore.
Du kannst die Menschen im Unglauben nicht mehr halten.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christus.
Has raised from the dead.
Ist auferstanden von den Toten.
And he's here now.
Und ist jetzt da.
I rebuke thee, Satan.
Widerstehe dir, Teufel.
Come out of here.
Come raus.
Let the people go.
Lass die Menschen gehen.
In the name of Jesus
Christ. Im Namen Jesus Christus.